From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. For decades, black kids have ended up in special education, sometimes more often than other students of other races. Sometimes they get tracked there for the wrong reasons. Yesterday, the Civil Rights Commission held a special hearing on the issue. Hillary Shelton directs the Washington Bureau of the NAACP. He was at the meeting, and he joins us now from our NPR headquarters in Washington. Welcome, Hillary.
It's good to be with you.
So, briefly, what happened yesterday?
Well, the hearing focused on issues of overrepresentation of racial and ethnic minority children and limited English proficient children in special education classes. The issue was, is there an overrepresentation? Is there a good reason for it? Indeed, is it a problem? Are we seeing children steered in the wrong direction? Are they getting the care and services they should once they are steered into these programs? And, of course, one of the issues that came out of the conversation was that oftentimes special education for one group of students, oftentimes in urban inner-city areas, becomes very different than special education services given to those in more affluent suburban areas. So we talked a little bit about that as well.
It sounds like you've got a couple different issues here. One is the equality within special education, and the other one is tracking and whether the right students are making it into special education.
That would be absolutely right. As a matter of fact, as we looked at first, whether or not they are putting the right students in the programs, are they looking at issues like behavior and misjudging whether those students actually need special education services? And in many cases, are they actually taking children out of the normal track in which they would be very, very well served if they actually had special education programs like tutoring and other services, as opposed to special ed being a place that you send challenging students in the learning process?
Well, let's bring another voice into the conversation. In 2001, the Harvard Civil Rights Project released their studies about the disproportionate number of blacks in special ed. Thomas Hare was part of that project. Today, he's a professor at the Harvard Graduate School of Education. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. So, in 2001, your project found that black public school students are three times more likely to be tracked towards special education than whites, and they get less demanding schoolwork, more restrictive classrooms, isolation from their peers. We were just talking with Hillary Shelton about this issue of tracking. Is this affecting how schools work according to race and opportunity?
I think it is. I think Hillary's a summation of what happened yesterday is very much on point. To begin with, African-American kids and Latino English language learners are overrepresented in certain categories of special education, not at the level that you talked about generally. So, for instance, kids with African-American kids are often overrepresented, particularly males, in programs serving kids with mild mental retardation or kids with emotional disturbance. Both of those labels carry a lot of negative stigma to them. So if a child doesn't have mental retardation or is not significantly emotionally disturbed, the first problem is the stigma that's carried with those labels. The second point that Hillary made that I want to underscore is that African-American kids, particularly if they're low income, once they are in special education, they're much more apt to be segregated or in separate environments than integrated environments than their white and more affluent counterparts. And special education often looks very different in low-income districts than it does in high-income districts. If, for instance, it could be demonstrated, which it cannot be, that these kids are better off for being in these special education classrooms, I don't think this would be considered quite the problem that it's considered.
So,
but there's no data that shows that.
So let me jump in. There's these issues of access, these issues of who gets tracked, issues of segregation. That's a lot to deal with. I'm going to ask each of you how you see this unfolding. Obviously, you both have the ear of the community that's dealing with this, you know, in terms of the federal community. Hillary, what would you like to see? What would you like to see ideally?
Ideally, a system of providing special education services to children everywhere and providing the assistance that we're seeing in those more affluent communities available in inner city areas as well. Parents fight in the affluent suburban areas to get their students certified under special education services. They do because they know what that means there is tutoring. It means assistance in perfecting their ability to organize their schoolwork. It means all the things that many parents spend a lot of money on to make sure their students, their children have the kind of skills they need to be successful in matriculating through our education system. But what we see too often and what we like to try to avoid in the inner city areas is a special education system that, much like the one I grew up with in St. Louis, Missouri, in which the special education was a class. It was a place and not a process and a service. It was the classroom that was behind the partition in the boys' bathroom, and it was very heavily populated, again, by African-American boys, many of which has had trouble sitting still. So very well, that isolation that occurs that was mentioned earlier, that students are not able to stay on that track. We're also concerned that when children are given that stigma and locked into a special education program, they end up being in special ed their entire educational career. And that shouldn't be the case either. The kind of assessment of how the student is actually developing and moving along to hopefully move them back into a track where they perhaps no longer need those services. But a lot of the research is showing that very well those children that are kept on the normal track and given this additional assistance actually do better.
Let me get Thomas in here. Just briefly, what would you like to see happen? And perhaps as important, who should be really pushing things forward on this front?
I would agree generally what Hillary is saying, but I would go one step further to say that for kids who need support in school, they shouldn't necessarily have to get that through special education. If a child is having significant difficulty learning how to read in the first grade, they need to get interventions then. And that doesn't necessarily have to be from special education. So I would, go one step further to say that, our education system should be supporting kids who are struggling for whatever reason, first and foremost within the general education system, and then when that isn't enough, consider a special ed referral. But again, special education not being a place, as Hillary said, but the services and supports kids need to be successful in school, much like what exists in many suburban communities.
All right. Well, both of you, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thomas Hare is a professor at the Harvard School of Education, and Hillary Shelton directs the Washington Bureau of the NAACP. He joined us from NPR headquarters in Washington.